This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The three publications released were Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prisons in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestion, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on the working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Nigwal were present on the occasion. Earlier speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for laws and policies to have a meaningful impact. He pointed out that the hallmark of all the publications released yesterday is the element of transparency. Niti Aayog will be launching 15-day Jal Utsav starting today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's Conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said in a statement that Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from 6th to 24th November. This is in partnership with National Jal Jeevan Mission, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti. The festival being launched across 20 states in Visarjis community participation in preservation and protection of water resources. It seeks to instill a sense of responsibility towards efficient water use among households and water management among utilities and agencies. Minister of State for Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh will launch the nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 3.0 in New Delhi today. The campaign, conducted nationwide by the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare across 800 cities and districts, will continue till the 30th of this month. The primary aim of the event is to spread awareness about the benefits of digital life certificates and promote digital empowerment of pensioners using face authentication technology. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi yesterday. She was 72. She breathed her last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Sharda Sinha was known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs. She was honoured with the Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri and Sangeet Natak Akademi Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of the legendary folk singer. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Maithili and Bhojpuri folk songs sung by her have been very popular for the last several decades." He said the echo of her melodious songs on Chhat Festival will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said her demise is an irreparable loss to the music world. He paid condolences to her family and fans in this hour of grief. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting with the senior officials of the Assam government in Guwahati yesterday. Mr. Mohan said, has reviewed the ULFA, Adivasi, Karbi and Dimasa National Liberation Army Accords in presence of Chief Secretary Ravi Kota and other top officials. The Home Secretary also reviewed the various issues in the rehabilitation of surrendered militants of several groups. Our correspondent reports that during the past few years, several militant groups in Assam laid down arms and joined the mainstream. The 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will honour four cinematic legends who have left a lasting impact on Indian cinema, including Raj Kapoor, Tapan Sinha, Akineni Nageshwar Rao and Muhammad Rafi. IFFI 2024, set to take place in Goa from November 20th to 28th, will feature a series of tributes, screenings and interactive events, offering delegates an in-depth look at the contributions of these iconic film personalities. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee, IOC's Future Host Commission, expressing India's desire to host the 2036 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sources said the letter was submitted last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had talked about his government's aspiration to host the 2036 Olympics. India's commitment to hosting the 2036 Games was further emphasized at the IOC's 141st session in Mumbai last year. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.